This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Great boy Orbison, happy birthday. Would have been 88 today, but he's long dead. Got about 7 minutes to go. I want to get to Michael Goodwin, the great New York Post columnist. So, Michael, do you have any idea where I was yesterday?
What's that?
What is that?
You said yesterday. That's all I heard. Sorry.
It's okay. Do you have any idea where I was yesterday?
Columbia? NYU, the Trump trial, a lot going on in New York, the Knicks game, I don't know.
No, I held a rally with the help of Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, and actor Michael Rappaport, right there on 116th Street and Broadway, outside the gates of Columbia University. And on the day before the first night of Passover, all of us stood there on behalf of the Jewish students to protect and say good things about the Jews in a city that has become very comfortable, and institutions like the two you mentioned, Columbia and NYU, chanting, "We want death for people like Rosenberg and Goodwin."
It's quite a time, isn't it? And at a Passover Seder last night, I mean, we were talking about what happened. I mean, where did this all come from? I mean, obviously the spark was the events in Gaza, but the depth of hatred, the numbers of people who are steeped in this anti-Semitism, they did a pretty good job of hiding it for a long time. And now the masks are off. But it like a flash, right, Sid? I mean, in other words, you look back to the congressional testimony where the Columbia president, you know, kind of made her way through it, and then the next day has the police come in, take down the tents, et cetera. It seemed like maybe that would be a turning point in a good sense. But here we are, less than a week later, and it's like the world has flipped on its head. It's gotten demonstrably worse. It has spread. I mean, it now feels like it's deeply embedded, and it, therefore much harder. You can't just scrape away the top layer. It feels like this is something that I frankly did not see coming.
No, neither did I, to be honest. But it's not surprising. You know, Rappaport was on. You know, this is not political. And I don't see this happening at FAU down in Boca Raton, Florida. I don't see this happening on the campus of Texas at Texas A&M. It's New York University. It's Columbia University in this blue, rotten Democrat city, where the governor is hundreds of miles to the north and doesn't really care, and the mayor, who tweets all the right things, basically throws his hands up in the air. He was in Miami yesterday, first day of Passover. The night before, your universities in New York are on fire. What are you doing in Miami? I'm at the university, not the mayor. All your political officials don't really seem to care.
I agree with you that they seem, frankly, starstruck in the sense that they don't know what to do, and so they stay away from it. I mean, that's not good enough. You have got to get a handle on this. I mean, last night, the march on the police headquarters. I mean, this is the kind of stuff of revolutions. It feels like there's so much hatred and a wish for violence. And this is an all-hands-on-deck moment for all the political leadership. And look, I think it does not bode well, not just for the future of the city, but for America's role in the world. I mean, you can already see it with Joe Biden and the White House putting more and more pressure on Israel. I mean, you and I have talked about this many times, but the net effect of all of that is that Iran gets more emboldened. They are reading these stories, too. Nasrallah mentioned the anti-Israel protest in America, how grateful Hezbollah is. I mean, this is international impact we're talking about.
It is.
And America cannot retreat in the sense that we just let the wolves eat the rabbits. We can't do that.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Well, you know, Biden yesterday at this Earth Day conference actually scolded Americans for not having more empathy for the Palestinians. Hard to believe. And then you've got his cohort standing next to him, AOC, who was congratulating these animals on our campuses for, quote, putting on peaceful demonstrations literally 3 hours before 150 were arrested at NYU. So what do you expect?
Yeah, look, I think that is the Democratic Party right now. That's the energy in that party. And it has captured the party. The so-called moderates have been running scared for 5, 6, 7 years. And now it has come to this. This did not come out of nowhere, right? You can see the fingerprints going backwards. You look at what's happened to the Democratic Party and all of the craziness that they've done. I mean, they've taken away all of the protections for law-abiding people. It doesn't end. The story about, you know, the Post has a column today about the federal government that any kind of employer who does a criminal background check is somehow guilty of racism because blacks are arrested at higher rates than whites. And so, therefore, if you do a criminal background check and you don't hire a prospective employee because they committed murder, you're a racist. Mm. I mean, this is crazy time. Crazy. And yet it has reached the top levels of our government and of our institutions. It's quite breathtaking.
It's terrifying is what it is. I hate to cut this short because you're brilliant and I love your columns in the New York Post and I love even more when you come on this show. So let's do it again. We're running out of time. But thank you for sharing these last 8 minutes with me, Michael Goodwin. It's always eye-opening, always great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Sid. Thank you.
You got it. The great Michael Goodwin, the terrific columnist of the New York Post.